Welcome to SpongeMind Podcast. First of all, I hope you weren't too alarmed by the title. It wasn't about you in particular. It was about the word we are going to discuss in the first segment, 오늘이 한국말, Korean word of the day. 섭섭하다, this is an emotion. And all of us could feel this way from time to time, not just Koreans. But the English language doesn't have this word, at least not one with this exact meaning. An example, there are a mother and a son who are super close. He gets married and is now much closer to his wife than his mom. So he spends very little time with his mom and starts drifting away from her. Then she, the mother, might feel 섭섭하다. It can also be felt between romantic partners. Let's say the husband gets up in the morning and doesn't seem to know that today is his wife's birthday. Not talking about me personally here. And then the evening comes. Then the wife would definitely feel 섭섭하다. Although at this point, the feeling is likely to have become 울분. 울분, being furious to the point of crying. Instead of 섭섭. Or let's say, it's Valentine's Day and the guy has made no plans. No chocolate, flowers, or dining reservation. Then his romantic partner would definitely feel 섭섭하다. It could also happen between friends. You thought she was your best friend, but now that you have a conflict with someone, she's on that person's side, not yours. You might feel 섭섭하다 there. Can it perhaps be translated to sad? Let's say you watched a very sad movie. You say, that movie was sad, but not 섭섭하다. Then how about translating it to disappointed? Let's say you work in a corporate office. The big announcement for promotions is next month. You're expecting to see your name included in the list. The day comes and you didn't get a promotion. You'd be disappointed, but Koreans normally wouldn't say 섭섭하다 for something like this. To find out how English speakers would express this kind of emotion, Eunice is planning to make one of her American friends feel this way and see what she says in English. But her plan may not work because usually people don't express this kind of feeling verbally. It's usually hidden inside their heart. You say 섭섭하다 mostly when someone does something to you. That's why you wouldn't use it when your mom or dad passes away, for example. But the most important prerequisite of using this word is that you had some kind of expectation of the other person. When they fall short of that expectation, you sometimes feel 섭섭하다. Let's say a mutual friend of Eunice and mine, a very close college friend, visited California from Korea. We hung out and had a fantastic time. But sadly, he has to go back to Korea in 2 weeks. That's too short. Then we'll say 섭섭하다 to him when he's about to leave. He didn't do anything wrong to us. The length of his stay just failed to meet our expectation. We wish he could stay longer, but he can't. Hence, 섭섭하다. Moving on to the next segment, 재미있는 한국 이야기. A fun fact about Korea, let's talk about something that's an integral part of Korean kids' lives, 학원. What is 학원? It's a place for learning something. It's called school in English, and the Korean word for it that you know is probably 학교. So how is 학원 different from 학교? The first difference is that 학교 is for learning a wide range of things other than knowledge or technical skills, such as social skills, character, ethics, and friendships. Today, many Koreans criticize schools for not fulfilling it, but still, the original purpose of 학교 was that. But 학원 is different. It's for a specific kind of knowledge or skill. For example, 요리 학원 is only for learning how to cook. 영어 학원 is only for learning English. Of course, the learners could become friends with each other, but that's not its purpose. When it comes to the purpose, there's another difference between 학원 and 학교. Mostly 학교 isn't exactly for making money. Of course, private schools do take your money, but maximizing profit isn't its primary intention, at least on the surface. But 학원 is explicitly for profit making. It's a business. There are all kinds of 학원s in Korea. There are Taekwondo 학원, 웅변 학원 for public speech, 바둑 학원 for the game of Go, 서예 학원 for calligraphy, 주산 학원 for arithmetic using an abacus, and 꽃꽂이 학원 for flower arrangement. These were pretty popular, at least when we used to live in Korea. Eunice never attended one, not even a piano 학원. She took one-on-one lessons, but that can't be called 학원. For something to be called that, it has to have its own space, like its own building, floor, or room. But I went to all kinds of 학원s, not because my parents wanted to push me, but because they both worked very late almost every day. So my mom used them for babysitting. Today, babysitting isn't the main reason for parents to send their kids to 학원s. It's mostly to help them improve their grades, and later on, score high in the college admission exam. So is 학원 good or bad? A friend of mine, a British living in Korea, loves it. He says whenever he wants to learn something, there's always a 학원 for it. He likes playing guitar, and he, of course, found a guitar 학원. In Korea, there are 학원s for every instrument, which is great. But it's not great for kids who are forced to go there by their parents. They just want to play. When we were kids, we always played with each other. We played on the schoolyard, in the neighborhood alley, in the parking lot, and at the playground. But today in Korea, you rarely see kids in playgrounds because they're all in 학원s. My dream is to create a 학원 for playing. Many adults don't know how to play because they grew up too fast. Even many kids don't know how to play. Of course, they play video games and consume social media, but usually in the form of addiction. And playing is different from addiction. The third segment of the episode is 깊은 얘기, deep talk. Today we talk about 직업, job or profession, for the last time. Specifically, we talk about the correlation between the job and the major in university. I quote the 2010 census data. It's just for the US, but I believe the stats would be pretty similar in most developed countries, including South Korea. Related to the subject matter we are talking about, they asked the following two questions to university graduates in the survey. The first one was, does your current job require a college degree? To this question, only 62% of the respondents said yes. And the second one was, is your current job related to the major you studied in university? To this, only 27% said yes. In Korea, choosing one's college major is a major concern for high school students. Sometimes it's what they worry about the most. But the stats tell me that they are agonizing over nothing. After all, about 73% of the college graduate would end up in a field unrelated to their major. The original purpose of universities was academic in nature. They're intended to help people learn something for the sake of learning it, as well as expand one's social horizon and learn how to think. But today's universities have become 학원s for finding jobs. They have become job training centers. Two problems arise from this. Number one, many are blindly choosing a major that they think will help them find a job easily. Many choose to major in some kind of technology for this reason. But it may not be a good match for them, and they may end up getting a job in a totally different field. Number two, most of the college applicants are high school students and they are being forced to choose their career path too early. Telling them to choose their future at such a young age is not a reasonable demand. When I was in high school, I actually wasn't worried about my university major. I just didn't care at all. All I wanted was to get out of high school and have fun. So any major was okay by me, and I quote-unquote chose economics. Of course, I didn't understand what the professors were saying, probably because I wasn't interested. And none of the jobs I had required the knowledge from economics. But the fact that I had a college degree did help me get jobs in data analysis. The positions in the field required a bachelor's degree at minimum. So to the two survey questions, I would have answered yes to the first one and no to the second one. There are young people genuinely interested in 인문학, which means humanities, like 철학, which means philosophy, instead of technology, engineering, and such. Unis also listed 심리학, which means psychology, there, but I don't think it belongs to 인문학. Anyway, let's say a high school student shows interest in philosophy, then there's bound to be some adult who tells him, how can you possibly make a living out of the major? See, universities have become merely a tool for making a living. Its original purpose has been lost. With technological advancements, machines, robots, and AI are replacing a lot of human jobs. Then maybe universities as job training schools would no longer offer any value, and we would kind of be back in the Stone Age. Eunice and I are not saying you'd be using sharp rocks to cut stuff. We are just saying our focus would change, and we would turn our eyes back to the human beings themselves. And studies of human beings would become important again. Understanding human beings, and this includes understanding yourself, is important. That understanding is what truly enriches ourselves and helps us lead satisfying lives, more so than simply acquiring a specific skill. Remember, the probability that you ultimately end up not using the skill is more than 70%, so don't expect too much from college. But I should add that Eunice and I had a lot of fun there. For us, university was the most wonderful playground. That's it. Now it's time to listen to the Korean version. Just remember to listen to it at least a few times. Makes a big difference. Have fun!